Please note that the words mercy and compassion are one of the same in their meanings. What is said of one can also refer to the other. The Father is merciful. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For He is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Luke chapter 6 verse 31-36. Jesus is merciful. And as Jesus passed went from there, he saw a man, named Matthew, sitting at the receipt of custom. And Jesus said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed Jesus. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why does your eat master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that are whole do not need a physician, but they that are sick. But go you and learn what that means, I will have mercy, and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Matthew chapter 9 verse 8-13. At that time Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the cornfield, and his disciples were hungry and began to pluck the ears of corn, and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto Jesus, Behold, your disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. But he said unto them, Have you not read what David did when he was hungry and they that were with him? How he entered into the house of God and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests. Have you not read in the law, how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? But I say unto you, that in this place is one greater than the temple. But if you had known what this means, I will have mercy, and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. Matthew chapter 12 verse 1-8. Jesus ministers compassion to feed the multitudes. Then Jesus called his disciples unto himself, and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days, and have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples said unto him, From where should we have so much bread in the wilderness, as to fill so great a multitude? And Jesus said unto them, How many loaves have you got? And they said, 7, and a few little fishes. And Jesus commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And Jesus took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks, and broke them, and gave them to his disciples, and the disciples gave them to the multitude. Matthew chapter 15 verse 32-37. In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their own houses, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come from afar. Then his disciples answered him, How can one satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness? Jesus asked them, How many loaves do you have? And they said, 7. So he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks, broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before them, and they set them before the multitude. They also had a few small fish, and having blessed them, he said to set them also before them. So they ate and were filled, and they took up 7 large baskets of leftover fragments. Now those who had eaten were about 4,000. Mark 8-1-9. Jesus ministers healing through his compassion. And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed Jesus. And, behold, 2 blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David. And the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David. And Jesus stood still, and called them, and said, What would you have me to do unto you? They said unto Jesus, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them, and touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Matthew chapter 20 verse 29-34. Now a leper came to Jesus, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, If you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. As soon as Jesus had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. And Jesus strictly warned him and sent him away at once, and said to him, See that you say nothing to anyone. But go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded, as a testimony to them. Mark 1:40-44. Has Jesus ministered so should his disciples. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever has this world's good, and sees his brother have need, and shuts up his bowels of compassion from him, how can the love of God dwell in him? 1 John chapter 3 verse 17. Finally, be all of one mind, having compassion one with another, love as brethren, be tender-hearted, be courteous. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 8. This is really important. You have to know this. Mercy and compassion are not mere feelings. They are the nature of God revealed through his actions. The Father is merciful. Jesus is merciful. And those who belong to him must live mercifully. Jesus did not merely teach mercy, he embodied it. He called sinners, not the righteous. He dined with the rejected. He fed the hungry. He healed the broken. He touched the unclean. He heard the cries of the blind and the desperate, and he stopped to respond, not with judgment, but with compassion. In every act, he revealed the heart of the Father. Kind to the unthankful, merciful to the undeserving. And this same Jesus, who had compassion on the multitudes, on the leper, and on the blind, now calls his disciples to walk in the same spirit. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. If we claim to know him, then we must live like him. If he laid down his life for us, then we must lay down our lives for one another, not just in words, but in action and truth. To shut up our compassion is to deny the presence of God's love within us. We are not called to judge the weak but to lift them. We are not sent to condemn the hungry but to feed them. We are not permitted to ignore suffering, but to stop, to see, to feel, and to act, as he did.